We turn our attention today to Tehillim Kapitel Chavtes, again a familiar one, because it is included among the Mizmorim that we recite to Kabbalah Shabbos. This particular Mizmor LaDavid is recited standing before Lecha Dodi, as a way of standing in honor of the approaching Shabbos Queen. And has now, it's difficult to say the words without associating it with the Shlomo Kalbach tune, which is sung with it. It's a very, very powerful kapitel, and there are numerous approaches as to what it means and what is referring to. The Radak himself refers to three different possibilities, and I'll share with you some of his thoughts, but the other Mefarshim that I won't get to today have a variety of other approaches to this Kapitel 29. Mizmor LaDavid. It's a psalm to David, and David says, Havu l'Adonai b'nei elim, havu l'Adonai kavod v'oz. Give to God, O you who are literally the sons of the mighty, the sons of those who are with great strength. Havu l'Hashem, give to God kavod v'oz, glory and might. The word havu means to give. And Radak tells us that here giving means nesina b'dibur uvahoda'o, giving through speech and thanksgiving. So David is calling upon these B'nai Elim, these sons of the mighty, and we will see various opinions as to what that might be referring to, give to God, express to God, honor and strength. Havu l'Adonai kevod shemo, hishtachavu l'Adonai b'hadras kodesh. Give to God the glory due to his name, and bow down before God in the Hadras Kodesh, the beauty of holiness, a very beautiful phrase. Hadras Kodesh, the beauty of holiness. Kol Adonai al Hamoyim, the voice of God is upon the waters. El HaKavod Hirim, the omnipotence of the creation's glory thunders. Adonai al mayim rabim. It is God who rules over the many waters. Kol Adonai bakoach. The voice of God is with strength, with force. Kol Adonai behodor. The voice of God is with beauty. Kol Adonai shover arozim. The voice of God breaks cedar trees. Vayishaber Adonai es arzei halavonon. And God broke the cedars of Lebanon. Vayarkidem kamo egel. He made them dance, he made them skip like calves. Levanon v'siryon kamo venra emim. He made the mountains of Levanon and Siryon like younger emim, who, it's an animal I spoke about before. Some say it's the legendary unicorn, but it's a powerful animal, and young ones, venra emim, dance and prance. So the forests are dancing and prancing, the mountains are dancing and prancing because of the force of God's voice. Kol Adonai chotzev la'avoseish. The voice of God strikes flames of fire. Kol Adonai yochil midbor. The voice of God causes the wilderness to go into travail, to suffer, to be ill. Yochil Adonai midbar kodesh. God causes the desert of Kodesh, the wilderness of Kodesh, to go into chil, to go into illness, to weakness, into travail. Kol Adonai yecholel ayolos. The voice of God causes ayolos, hinds, it's like a deer, to calve, to give birth. Vayechesof yoros, and God strips the forests bare. Uveheichalo kula omer kavod. And in his temple, all that is his says kavod, glory. Adonai lamabul yoshov, vayeshev Adonai melech leolam. The Lord sat upon his throne at the time of the great flood, and he sets himself up as king forever. Adonai oz liamo yitain, to God's people, he gives great strength. Adonai yevorech es amo vashalom. He blesses his people, he will bless his people with peace. So that's the translation of the psalm. What is it talking about? What's going on? It's a puzzling capital Tehillim. Radak begins by quoting the approach of Chazal. Chazal say that this mizmor refers to the time of Matan Torah. Matan Torah was a time of the voice of God, Kol Hashem. And the voice of God was not just on Har Sinai. The voice of God at the time of Matan Torah was powerful and extended to all the earth. And it began with Mayim. The voice of God, the voice of Torah, was first given through Mayim. Radak says that it was given through Mayim because eventually it would have to reach the Jewish people, this voice. But the voice was so mighty and so overwhelming that the people couldn't possibly bear or stand up to the force of the voice. So the voice was first filtered through Mayim. Kol Adonai al Hamoyim, El HaKavod Hirim Adonai al Mayim Rabim. In the words of Radak, Kedei Shelo Yomusu Yisrael Mipnei HaKol HeChozok HaYotzei. So the Jewish people shouldn't die because of the powerful, mighty force of that voice, the divine voice. Eviro b'mayim techila lahatish kochosham. The voice was passed through, was filtered through water to weaken it, to diminish the power of the voice, and to make it audible to a human being, to the Jewish people. V'hakach bol Yisroel behodor sheyuchlu lesavlo. Then it came to the Jewish people, not with koach, which would be impossible to bear, but rather with hodor, with kavod, with glory, which is possible already to hear. This approach fits very well in many ways. It fits the imagery of the mountains shaking, the deserts weakening, etc., all because of the powerful voice of Matan Torah. And it fits too the end psukim, Hashem Lamabul Yoshov. For Radak, this is because when the nations of the world, the non-Jewish nations, heard this powerful sound coming forth from God at the time of Matan Torah, they thought that God was creating another Mabul. And therefore, they said, Hashem la Mabul Yoshov, that this is another Mabul which is coming upon us. And, after all, God has sworn never to destroy the world again. And then the capital goes on to say, Hashem oz liamo yitain. This is not a mabul. This is God giving oz. Oz is Torah. He's giving the Torah to his people. So this is one approach, obviously a midrashic approach, but one that fits the words very, very well. And the power of this poem, the repetitive Kol Hashem, Kol Hashem, Kol Hashem, so many, many times, is just drives home the force of Matan Torah. There's another approach which Radak mentions, the approach of the anonymous Meforshim, and that is very simple. This is a nature poem. This is a poem in which David HaMelech reflects upon the Nifla'os HaBorei HaNir'im Ba'oretz, God's wonders which are apparent, obvious to anyone who just observes it. In this approach, B'nei Elim refers to the stars, sons of the strong ones, sons of the angels. And the stars are mentioned, says Avraham Ibn Ezra, because the stars influence the climate. And we're talking here about the climate. Kol Hashem al Hamoyim, that's referring to rain, which is certainly one of God's wonders. After all, The Pasuk in Iyov, Kapitel Hey, reads, Oseh gedolos ve'en cheker, hanose motor al p'nei ores, v'sholeach mayim al p'nei chutzos. That the gedolos, the ein cheker, the endless, infinite wonders of God include rain. And rain comes along with thunder and lightning. That's the lahavos eish, that's the flames that are mentioned here. And everything else here is referring to wonders of nature, including the birth pangs of the animals called ayolos, which, according to Chazal, are animals who are rachmon tsar, whose wombs are very tight, and a child that they're the fetus that they're trying to expel in the birth process can't get through the birth canal until there are powerful sounds which frighten the mother animal and loosen the muscles of her womb. And therefore God times his thunder and lightning to coincide with the birth moment of these ayolos. That would be the fascinating meaning of Kol Hashem Yecholel Ayolos. The voice of God, the thunder, is that which allows the ayolos to give birth to their children. Otherwise, their muscles would have been contracted and their children could not be delivered. So this is a second approach. Radak himself offers his own approach. Lefi da'ati, he says. This mizmar refers to the future, to the eschatological future, to the future of Mashiach. And the Bnei Elim, the sons of the mighty, are not the sons of the stars, not the sons of the angels, but they are rather the Jewish people, who are the sons and daughters of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who are Elim, who are mighty. And the Arozim, the cedars in this capital Tehillim, are the kings of the other nations of the world. And at the end of time, there's going to be this confrontation of the Bnei Elim with the Arozim, with the Arozei Halavonot. And at that time, God will take his revenge upon those nations who have sinned against the Jewish people, and sinned in general. And then, as the Navi Yeshaya says in Kapitel Nundalid, Hehorim Yomushu V'Hagvaos Timutena, the mountains and the hills themselves will be moved, as it says here, Levanon v'Siryon kemo venri amen. This too, says Radak, is referring to the mountains, the dictators, the tyrants of history, who think that they're going to last forever, but no, they will not. Shehem shalevim u'maleim u'shiketim bozeho lo mikol tov, although in this world now they are tranquil and at peace and happy and unchallenged. Kamayim layom mechasim, they're tranquil waters, but they will be dried up. Their waters will be removed. Kol Hashem al hamoyim, kol Hashem bakoach, etc. So this is the approach of Radak, that the punishments here will come, the voice of God will come to remove those powers on earth, those forces of evil, which are compared here to cedars and to mountains. And the voice of God will come like lahavus esh, like flames of fire, with the power of even causing the very deserts, the very wildernesses to tremble in weakness. The Kapitel Tehillim then concludes, if this is talking about Yemos HaMashiach, in the following way. Uvehecholo kulo omer kavod, in the Hechol Hashem in Yerushalayim, there will be great kavod given to God because God has finally judged the nations, brought them to justice. Hashem lamabul yoshov, these days, those days at the end of time, the time of Mashiach, will be like the time of the Mabul. What was the time of the Mabul? It was a time when God caused his world to rise up against the wicked and to rescue those who are righteous. That's what the Mabul is. And the time of Mashiach will also be a Mabul. That's the meaning of Hashem LaMabul Yoshev. In the words of Radak, Elu HaYomim Heim Kamo Yemei HaMabul, the days of Moshiach, the days of the end of history, of the final judgment of all people, will be like the days of the great flood. Kamosha Yoshav al Kisei Hamlucha Oz, just like then God was sovereign and king, and showed that for who Boro es ha'olam, for who Mashchiso Kishiyirtse, he created the world and he can destroy it if he wills to. So, at the time of Moshiach, those nations, Sheheireyu Yisrael velo Yoru Mehoel, those nations that persecuted the Jewish people and did not fear God, they will now be brought to judgment. Vayeshev Hashem Melech Liolam. God will sit as king, king of judgment. Hashem Oz Liamo Yitain. At that time, God will give his people Oz, strength to subdue all their enemies. Hashem Yivorech Es Amo Vashalom. God will bless his people with peace. Words of the Radak, ending this Tehillim capital. Ki Liolam Lo Yihi Yelohem Od Milchoma. Never again will there be another war. Three approaches to a very powerful Perek Tehillim. The power of Matan Torah, the power of the forces of nature, or the power of the ultimate justice which will prevail in the times of Mashiach. She Yavo B'mheru Yomeinu, and indeed, may we be blessed with the shalom of La'olam lo yihyeh lohem od milchama, of never having to face war again. Okay, Dan, that was number 20.